changes. It could all be mine. I'm waiting. Years fading. One by one, like pearls you throw to the swine.
Don't go mad me. Yeah, hello everybody. You've tuned in to 90.1 FM, CJSF. This is Campus Community Radio, SFU, and we're broadcasting live tonight. This is the show Wave Station, starting you off nice and easy with a quadruple set of tunes. Yeah, so we broadcast live out here from the downtown east side. This is the satellite studio, and we're broadcasting on the airwaves located on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I've got probably about 30 songs, if I can make it through. It's always like that. Try to do my best to tell you enough about everything and play everything that I had planned. Yeah, so what did we hear? That last one there, A Woman I Go Mad, that is an interesting story behind that one. I was just looking that up. Laurel Aitken, known as the godfather of ska, used to just go into the studio all the time and make tape after tape, and so when I was looking up the date on that release, what I couldn't find was the, you know, a date that made sense to me. It said it was just put out recently in February. And just looking deeper into that, what's happening there is an outfit called Liquidator Music has kind of fished out those tapes from obscurity that were never finished. And And they've combined that with the backing band Mighty Megatons for this for lovely little ditty that we just heard there. It was put out on the B-side of Shoeshine Boy. Just here in February 2023. So Liquidator Music, interesting story, what they're doing. And I think I'll check out more of that. Okay, so before that one, we heard That Lucky Fellow. It's actually sung by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, but sung by the incomparable Mildred Bailey, a Salish singer who was brought up in Washington and actually knew Bing Crosby in her youth and inspired him to try to get into music. So he basically kind of followed her out to L.A. Well, he knew that she was doing well in L.A. or she had gotten something going for herself. And then when he was reading about the story where, like, he's driving out there and he almost makes it to Hollywood. The engine blows up and Mildred comes to rescue him and picks him up and dusts him off. And, you know, what women do for a lot of men, you know, vice versa sometimes. Anyway, she worked to get an audition for him with a big theatrical company who booked like a huge circuit of 40 West Coast theaters. So that kind of gave him his start in music. Shout out to Mildred Bailey. Unfortunately, I couldn't find out when the original release was put out, and I was hoping I'd find that it was released on Shellac or something, because some of the other ones were. But this one, all I can tell you is it was put out on Had to Be You, a compilation which was released in 2000. Before that one, we heard La Marée Haute, which means the marée, I think high tide. And that's by Laza de Sala. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. As usual, my Spanish is awful. But, you know, one of these days I'm going to learn. That was put out on an album called The Living Road in 2003. And La Haza was living in Montreal at the time. They unfortunately passed away. Their life was cut short in 2010. But they were born in like America. They were like Mexican-American. And they ended up having significant part of their career in Montreal, and that's where they were discovered, in fact. So, like, discovered in the sense that they were, you know, they found their success having somebody, I don't know, from a record label or something, see them perform at one time in Montreal, and then ended up, you know, having some pretty great success in their musical career. First song in the set, Kingmaker by Tammy Nielsen. Born in Canada, now an expat living in New Zealand, and that one was released in July of 2022 on Kingmaker. Yeah, they were born in Toronto. 1977, a good year. Shout-outs to another 1977 baby celebrating a birthday soon. You know who you are. All right. And let's get into the next bit here, and I'll talk more about it when we're ready here. Bye. I do too, let me tell you. Need a look in the Bobby Tenderloin universe. And let me see here. Got some notes on this one. Where are they? They're over here. Yeah. They say about this band that it is a place, that the universe of Bobby Tenderloin is a place where mishaps become miracles and dreams come true. Pulled that off their website. Yeah, they're from Edmonton. That is off of their self-titled release. They put it out in 2019. Have no idea what they're doing now, though. But the one before then, Double D, in parentheses, Dixie Darlin, is by Janky Bungang, and it's new. Well, no, it was put out in 2022. But yeah, that's eponymous. Is that how you say it? Where the album is the same, the album title is the same as the song, I think so. Anyway, they're from Vancouver, and you can catch them live opening for Brat Boy with Dead Soft at Green Auto. What day is that? Shoot, I think it might have been the 22nd. I didn't write that down. Haha. Anyway, look it up. You guys can look it up. And the first song in the set was The Fire, an oldie, 10 years old, that is, from Jenny, Don't, and The Spurs. off their self-titled album. They're from Portland. Okay? So let's get into yet more music. And I'll try to think of a PSA off the top of my head at some point here too, because that's what I've been doing lately. But yeah, here is another bit. I'm going to turn this one down and see how loud it is. Here you go.